in the Senate unveil their health care reform agenda for the legislative session that begins next month, actually a little less than 2 weeks from now, saying they would aim to cap the price of insulin, limit the cost of other prescription drugs, and extend certain types of insurance coverage to people aged 26 and older. The lawmakers also are planning a revival of the controversial public option bill, though several have quietly acknowledged that the measure is unlikely to pass this year. Few details about the proposals were offered Tuesday by the senators, who all face, as we all know, we talk about this all the time, re-election this upcoming fall. The announcement gave them an opportunity to shift away from the more contentious topics of, let's say, recreational marijuana or in the transportation bill that may include tolls, and focus on an issue many believe will be actually a key point at the polls this November. And Brad, it is unclear, well, this was based on Tuesday, if Governor Ned Lamont supports the Senate Democrats' broader health agenda. Those sources say that he embraces one aspect of it, which is cost containment. He's going to announce at some point, it's very soon, a plan to use his executive authority to set benchmarks for limiting price increases by providers and insurers. What I'd like to do is bring in our first guest this morning. I got a great story about this guy, but I'll save it for a little bit later. He is the state representative, and what do we have? Jason Perillo. Jason.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Great guy.
You bet he is.
Smart as a whip, too. Let's bring him on. Good morning, Jason.
He sure is. Smart as a whip.
Good morning,
he's smarter
gentlemen.
Than a whip.
How are you?
Great. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I'm terrified at what story you're going to tell, but that's okay, Jeff.
No, I can do this in less than 60 seconds. All right, so it's 2014. I just got elected for the very first time into the House of Representatives, and everybody's wishing me congratulations. And, you know, I really hadn't gotten to know any of the people up at the Capitol, unlike, you know, when sometimes there's new candidates and they'll pop up and they'll talk to Themis or they'll talk to different contacts. They'll start introducing themselves. I didn't do that. So I win this. I win. Again, it's my first election, and I get this phone call from this guy named Jason Perillo. I'm like, oh, he calls my cell phone. I don't know how he got the number.
Very well known.
Yeah, but I didn't know him. He just got my number. He says, Gary, I just wanted to be the, you know, one of the first people to welcome you to the House of Representatives. My name is Jason Perillo, and Jason, I'll never forget. You were the first person, the only person that night, shortly after I'd gotten elected, to call me as a future colleague of mine. And I remember it to this day. I'll never forget it. And thank you very much for doing that, because you made me feel very welcomed.
Well, Gary, you're a class act, so we miss you.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you to say that. So we're looking at this, at this capping insulin prices and so on and so forth. What is your take on this? Does this bill have any legs? And how bipartisan is it? It looks like it's a good bill.
Well, the thing is, everybody agrees that there needs to be control over the very rising, the quickly escalating cost of health care, not just in Connecticut, but in the entire nation. You know, the concern is how you go about doing it. And Gary, you mentioned something I think that's really important, in that, you know, Senate Democrats are looking to revive what they call the public option. But let's really explain what that is. That is essentially the government of the state of Connecticut creating a competitor to private insurers. And here in the state of Connecticut, let's think about it. We are, at least we used to be, the insurance capital of the world.
That's right.
So there are thousands of people in Connecticut who are working in private sector health insurance companies. And the first thing we suggest is, well, hey, let's compete directly against them. Let's put their jobs at risk. One of the big problems we've seen in Connecticut over and over and over, what we hear from businesses, is that there's just no predictability. You never know what the state of Connecticut,
that's right,
what the legislature is going to do next.
Yep.
That's going to impact your business negatively. So when ideas like this are floated again and again and again, and even Senate Democrats admit that this may not have legs at all, but it's just one more thing that makes, you know, the CEO of an insurance company, an employee in an insurance company say, hey, how sustainable is this state of Connecticut thing I've got going on? And should I be looking at other options?
This is why we bring you on.
It's just not good for the economic environment here in Connecticut.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds like a feel-good bill. Boy, this is why we have you on, and I'm so grateful that you are able to not only join us this morning, but really set the record straight. Why should this is not where government belongs. This government does not belong in meddling in any of this.
Well, and, I mean, I speak for myself. I'm kind of a free market guy. I think that, you know, in general, things shape themselves out in the marketplace. I don't think this is a role for government. I mean, government has a role.
Of course it does.
Know that. There are certain things that government can do to, you know, have a positive impact. But creating insurance companies, especially in a small state like Connecticut, where it sort of becomes the tail wagging the dog, that is not what government should be doing.
No.
We should be focused on doing good things for people, not creating large bureaucracies. And that's exactly what this would be. And like I said before, it's actually a bureaucracy that competes directly with some of our state's largest employers. And the other thing that you gentlemen mentioned before, especially in a situation where they say this thing, you know, probably doesn't have any legs, what does it become at the end of the day? It becomes a political distraction. You know, polls is out there, it's on people's minds, and, you know, this is sort of government and political misdirection. Now, don't look at the tolls in my right hand. Just look at the public action in my left hand. And, you know, that's how these things work.
Oh. See, and I just want to reiterate how great it is that you have really kind of dissected this bill, because on the surface, it sounds like, well, how could you not vote for this? But what a lot of people don't understand with that public option portion of the bill and why it's so controversial is that government is meddling in the free market and creating a competitor for the private sector, for the businesses, and which is really the backbone of any economy. The insurance companies. How could we support the insurance companies? And there are many of them. They employ so many of our citizens, and yet create a direct competitor to them, and say, and then still say that, hey, yeah, but we're on your side. We want you to succeed in our state.
Well, interestingly, in the United States, insurance regulation is actually done state to state. So insurance companies actually cannot compete across state lines. One of the things that we suggested, House Republicans and Senate Republicans, is to permit interstate competition so that employers who are shopping for health insurance for their employees don't have a limited number of choices of insurance companies that are solely licensed in the state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, and find insurers who are willing to compete. And as we all know, the more competition, the
lower
more...
Yeah.
Price controls there are
right.
in the marketplace.
That's right.
And that presses down insurance premiums, and that becomes very, very important. But to simply say, what did some Democrats say? They said, you know, we're going to cut costs by 20%, and then they didn't say how. People hear, oh, you're going to cut costs by 20%, that's great. But it's also a little bit disingenuous when you don't really say how you're going to make it happen, and you don't point out the concerns or flaws in the proposals you've laid out.
Yeah. Our connection isn't exactly that strong, but I do have one more question for you, if you don't mind, and that is there any possibility of that portion of the bill either being stricken or rewritten so that it eliminates the government being a competitor to these private sector insurance companies?
Well, I mean, you know how this works. There's always a camel's nose under the tent. So what I would imagine is legislators who support the public option are going to want to get something done. And what that looks like at the end of the day, I don't know. But it's always the first step. So if the goal for these legislators is to create a government-run insurance company that competes directly with Connecticut insurance companies, then they're going to get any little thing done to move the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And then we're off to the races. And then it's only a matter of time. In a Democrat-controlled legislature with a Democratic governor, reach their eventual, and I would argue, disastrous conclusion.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, you know, it's just one disaster after another after another. And even something that sounds good on the surface, it's sad that even that turns out to be a lump of junk, you know.
I
was going to say something more.
At the end of the day, it's not the private.
No. All right.
Sadly.
Thank you so much for setting the record straight. Boy, I mean, really, it's something that sounded good, like I just said a moment ago. Jason Perillo, we cannot thank you much. Hey, good luck in the upcoming session, and we understand that there's maybe a special session being called just the day before opening day. So we really appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully, we can have you back on as a semi regular. You're so informative. You really are. You're an extremely smart individual, and you fall into what we like to say. We pride ourselves on giving it to people straight, and you're a straight shooter yourself. We'd love to have you back on.
Hey, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. Anytime. Brad, thanks a lot.